Anything else? Anybody else want to speak in support of this application? Is there someone here to speak against the application? Is there anybody speaking but me? All right, that concludes.
All right,
we'll see you next Monday.
You just have to, we got your second one. Don't run off.
Oh, that's right.
Okay? Don't disappear yet. This is the other part of the property, the dentist office part. There's a picture in front of it, and they're asking for it to be renovated to a six-bedroom nightly rental. And if you look here, it has the little one-car garage, but it's got umpteen area of parking on the upper level and the lower. They're just kind of a picture how it relates with the other property.
Is that the upper level?
That's the upper level.
Mm-hmm.
And per the assessor's information, this property's 2 acres in size. The building, of course, was built in 2002 and been used as a dentist office. It's also served by private well and on-site wastewater. The permit issued was for a 1,000-gallon tank and then 160 linear feet of 10-inch gravelless pipe. As Brad indicated, John Suti and myself met with the original installer and Brad and then the buyer. I had a permit that I didn't really specify which job it went to in 2010. It just said open and repair. And the original installer indicated he had added 100 feet to this one also. So that gave it 260 linear feet like the other, which would be consistent with a three-bedroom home or a dentist office with 8 employees. The lots to the northwest are currently vacant lots, and we need to pull up. Brad, he's buying two of these lots, actually, isn't he?
Yeah, there's
this
two
one
that go with the sale.
And this one will go with the sale of these two pieces of property. And then, of course, the property to the southwest is the Dollar General store. With the six-bedroom home, you have a maximum occupancy of 14, and then with those, you'd need 7 parking spaces. And he's also requesting that the permit be issued to the buyer. Planning staff would recommend, if approved, the special use permit holder upgrade the current septic system to accommodate the increase in daily flow from the estimated 240 gallons a day system to the 14-person required 840 gallons per day. And per the state guidelines, the 14 persons times 60 gallons a day by the state code would equal 840 gallons. And then that's just the general part of code number 19, CSR 20-3.060. Sewage flows when the occupancy of a single-family dwelling exceeds 2 persons per bedroom. The volume of sewage shall be determined by the maximum occupancy at a rate of 60 gallons per person per day. And like I said, John Suti and I and the buyer and Brad met, and the buyer was moving forward with having a soils evaluation done. And the only change in these conditions is we added item 19 is the septic system to be upgraded to meet the state flow requirement of 840 gallons per day, 14-person flow of 840 gallons. That's the only changes to that decision of record that we had. Okay. That's all I had on that one.
Scott, where are the septic tanks? Out there right where you got your pointer? In front?
This tank sits right over in here. Uh-huh. And this tank, that's probably the lid to it right there. Okay. I had it in the picture. I was going to show it to you in the picture. Yeah, right here. You can see the lid right there.
All right.
And that matched up with the lateral that came down. And then it looked like he had probably added lateral there.
Did the lateral go to the other piece of property?
No, but... No, I don't think it did. I think it ended, it just went right here in this valley. Because the trees kind of turned and then there's a hump of property there. about right where I'm standing right here, right in here, there's like a hump, so I don't believe it did.
But from the soil's evaluation, he'll be determined if that's, he's got enough laterals or not right now.
No, he wouldn't have enough. He'd have to, from the soil's evaluation, then you can start throwing out options of what to do, how many lineal feet.
It appears there's enough flat area there that you could turn and go back.
Well, this is pretty, the area they were looking at is right here, which, you know, to being septic permitter, that doesn't matter to me. It just married these two properties together. It's another real estate transaction problem, you know. Problem. This guy that buys that, then he's going to have to make sure that this guy's got approval. That's between them. But if he owns both these property and he wants to run these laterals over to here, then he can go for it. It just would turn into a future split transaction. They just have to, if I was this guy, I'd want to make sure that I was covered and that my laterals were okay over here. But there's quite an expanse of a flat area down in here that they were going to do the soils evaluation. And then use this 260 lineal feet and then maybe distribution box off of it to two separate fields. So have like three fields that took all the lateral at one time instead of a combination field where it flooded one to the next to the next. So it would actually be a better system.
Sure.
But we haven't got that far yet because we haven't got the soils evaluation back yet.
That's a nightmare the next time it sells it didn't sell together.
Yeah, it just had to be written up. I see a lot of those. I've found quite a few of those in the
material.
It's still, he's got it in there that they have to be expanded to meet the criteria. Anyone else got anything? We're good.
Thank you, sir.
We're good, I guess.
Anybody else speak?
I don't. They didn't speak on the first one.
Okay. I thought maybe they didn't like this one, but they did the other one.
I still let them.
Or they liked them both.
If there's nothing further, why, that will be.
Now we're done with you.
All right.
That'll be the end of the hearing on that one. The next one is number 1742.
This is at 166 Kingsway, Nightly Rental. Applicant and representative is Jana Hilt. This one's the one out by the Majestics and the Chateau that we've shown you. The house is actually built on this lot. There's a picture of the house from the front. I got quite a few photographs in this one just to help give a perspective. I thought it was better than the blank lot that we saw. This is looking into the backyard. All these houses over here and everything you see, that's Stone County. Picture of the back. These are duplexes that are being built up on the hill. This is actually the road that goes along and in behind it. The other neighbor's home, the one that's not, I just stopped in their driveway and took a picture just down their drive. That's the one that's to the north. The only other home besides the two that are up there together. This one is coming through as a three-bedroom, therefore their occupancy would be eight, and they'd need a total of four parking spaces. The applicant has submitted a plan of using arborvitae plants between them and the residence next to them. This area would approximately be 40 to 45 feet long, and I've just kind of got a straight picture shot of where those would be. For the assessor's information, Lot 5 is in the estates at Majestic Point subdivision. It's approximately 0.6 acres in size. Applicants planning to use the newly built three-bedroom single-family home for nightly rental. The property is currently served by a community well for water and Branson City Sewer for wastewater. And we've covered the bedroom and the parking, and it scored a -1 on the policy checklist. And the only changes in this one from the other ones was in the compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District and also the City of Branson Utilities, and that's where they connect to the sewer. So you'll have to go get an approval letter from them. And the rest of those are the same. And then the applicant actually sent me a little PowerPoint to pull up, if you want to come up, Jenna. And
explain all my different colors there.
There you go. I've got these five slides that you sent me.
Okay, great. So I know we talked earlier this month about what I'm planning to do. I have done a little bit of legwork since we met last time. And this slide basically just kind of gets you a feel for the area. And I'll start off there at Highway 265. And then you kind of make this hairpin curve right here. So this is Highway 265, and you make this hairpin corner right here. And as you're coming into the property, you have billboards that are right here. You also have a 17-acre commercial development for 200 plus units that is right here beside it, this property. And then beside that, you have the Thousand Hills, or no, Chateau on the Lake is right here, and it comes down into here. And then as you continue down the road here, you come into Friendly Hills that is here, here, right there. It also has these lots here. And these lots on this side border against the Majestic condos, it's right here. And then there's a single home right here. And then this is the subdivision that I'm in. And this is the house. This is where my house is situated. So you can see we've got a lot of commercial activity on this side. We've got a lot of commercial activity on this side with the residential subdivision here, as well as this property here. If you go to the next slide, so I'm trying to see, okay, you know, what do the neighbors think about it? You know, these forests against it, you know, what are their feelings towards it? And since we met last time, I did get a couple more feedback from some folks. I talked to the lady that had this property. Do you mind bouncing back to the slide?
Nope, first one.
Yeah. So this is the lady that has this property right here beside the Majestic, and she said that she is okay with the nightly rentals, so she approves it. And I've got her signature, and I'll give y'all a copy of that. And then, so she's a Green Star now. Green Star represents people that have said, yes, I'm for it. The Blue Star represents, I don't know, I'm unable to find their contact information. And then the red X is the represents the person that is against it. So one of the things about this subdivision is that there's 23 lots, and of the 23 lots, oh, and I also got another approval right here. And I've got this information as well. So these two are new approvals since we met last time. So of the 23 lots, I've got 15 yes, one no, and then seven don't know. And then I noted that the lot south is an approval. That's basically it on this one. Then on the next slide, it just kind of backed up. So I gave you the view of the specific subdivision, and now I'm kind of backing up and giving you a view of the area. So if we step back and look at the whole area, then you can see, of course, this is Chateau on the Lake, and they're Green Star because they already have the pretty big, you know, hotel thing there and everything. And then this is the 17 acres where he's doing 200 plus condos. And then this is an investment property right there on the corner of the hairpin. Now, this is all Friendly Hills that are the Blue Stars. I did talk to a lady right in here that she says she is not for it for her subdivision. And her concerns were the traffic. Also, they were on a septic and a well system. And she said the noise was also a concern. This gentleman is against it, the red X up there.